神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
亲爱的金炉老师，在今天的时代当中，为什么有许多的年轻人，他们厌倦生命，甚至到了要结束自己生命的地步？为什么那么多的年轻人要选择自杀呢？
There is a reason for this.
这是有原因的。
It has a basic root.
有它的根本的原因。
It is hopelessness.
那就是没有希望了。
First, let us see what hope is.
我们来看一看什么叫希望。
Hope is an optimistic, positive desire that something will be fulfilled.
所谓的希望就是一种乐观的里面的那种意愿，然后呢，相信它会成就，会应验的。
We live by hope.
我们是靠着希望在活着。
The joy that we have comes from the fact that we are hoping and expecting.
我们里面的快乐就是从我们所盼望的，我们所期待的来。
When we lose that, we go into something that is called hopelessness.
如果我们失去了这样的一个希望跟期待的话，那我们就会掉入所谓的绝望的这样的境况。
It's a sense of despair, having no expectation of good or of succeeding.
所谓的绝望就是没有希望了，失望了。然后呢，没有期待了，也不再有所谓的成功了。
In our thinking, it's impossible.
在我们的理性里面告诉我们不可能了。
It just cannot happen.
不可能再有了。
What you are, you're destitute, you're empty of hope.
然后你的心里面是很疲倦，很空虚的，没有盼望。
It's actually a spiritual and an emotional bankruptcy.
那是你的灵里面的还有情绪上面的一种啊、垮台，一种瓦解。
Emptiness
空掉了。
One wise man said, Vanity, vanity, all is vanity.
曾经有个很聪明的人这样说，虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
This man was looking in a sense at a hopelessness. Everything was empty.
这样的一个聪明的人的话语看起来是什么都是没有盼望了，什么都是虚空。
What causes this hopelessness?
到底什么会、制成这种没有盼望绝望的一个境况呢？
Actually, there are many things that can bring a person to the feeling that there is no hope.
很多情况会把一个人带到一个绝望的一个地步。
One of them is when economically we're living in times when it's unsure, uncertain, or even our economics have failed.
其中的一个就是在经济上面的一个不景气，或者是到一个地步，这个、经济方面的那种瓦解会带给我们绝望。
Hard to find a job.
很难找到工作。
Because of the economy, we've lost our savings or what we had tried to、invest.
因为经济情况呢，使我们呢、所存的钱或者是我们投资的呢，都流失掉了。
For some people, this is really devastating.
那对有些人来讲是他们的一个绝境。
I had a friend、who lost a lot of money in the stock market that he was saving for his old age, and after that, he had a stroke.
我有个朋友，他本身呢有很多投资在股票上面，结果呢当那些都跌掉的时候呢，他就有一个就是中风了。
So in that area we can become very hopeless.
所以在这个方面会让我们绝望。
Sometimes we look around us and we see our society crumbling.
有时候我们看到四周围的社会情况好像非常的腐败。
We're no longer morally sensitive.
不再有那种道德方面的敏锐性。
We see murders, we see thievery, we see things all about us that really trouble us.
谋杀、抢夺、暴力，这些都很干扰我们。
And for some people, they almost feel it's no hope for the future, for their children and grandchildren.
这样的话，有的人呢，就会觉得好像对我的下一代或者我的下下一代呢，已经没有盼望了。
Sometimes when problems come up and maybe you have to go before the law and you feel that you didn't get justice.
有时候你有些事情需要上法院的时候，你发现根本都不公正。
You become very troubled and you feel it's a hopeless situation.
所以你会觉得好像也没有希望了，绝望了。
Maybe it's in your job.
比如说在你的工作上面。
You're not getting ahead.
你好像升不上去。
In fact, your boss is talking about laying you off.
甚至呢，老板想要把你开除。
And you feel like you're going to lose your significance in what you're doing.
这样的话，你在你的工作成就上面就要失落了。
Many times this brings despair to a person.
这样对一个人也很容易让他绝望的。
Of course, physically, when we lose our health.
当我们失去健康的时候也会。
To be strong one day and be able to do things, and then suddenly illness hits us and we can't any longer.
虽然一向你很健康，突然间当你的身体衰败下来的时候，你会觉得绝望。
There are many that have had an accident and now are lying in beds where they can only move their head.
比如说有的人呢，因为有一些意外，所以呢只能躺在床上，只有头可以动，然后全身都不能动。
For many of them, they see only the hopelessness of their situation.
所以这样呢，很多人会在这些情况下面呢，看不到希望。
And then maybe you as a person may lose your finances.
有些人呢，损失了一些钱。
Maybe you have loaned it to someone and they never paid it back.
比如说你借给人，然后他们不还你。
You see, finances is security.
因为钱有时候对人是一个安全感。
And when you lose your money,
当你损失钱的时候，
your security is shaken.
那你的安全感就在动摇了。
And many people go into despair over this.
这种时候呢，很多人就会进入绝望的境地。
I guess one of the other things, one of the great ones, is when we lose someone that we love.
还有一个最大的原因是我们失去了我们最爱的亲人。
I have seen women that have lost their husbands and they have felt that their life was over.
我看到几个妇女当她们所爱的先生去世的时候呢，她们就觉得好像人生已经绝望了。
Or there have been others who their husband would look at them and say, I'm leaving you.I'm going to marry another woman.
那也有一些妻子呢，因为先生离弃他们，外面有别的女人，或者离开他们，他们也觉得绝望。
Divorce can be devastating.
离婚也会让人绝望。
Deep depression can come from it.
会接下来会带着这种忧郁、沮丧。
And depression is hopelessness.
所谓的沮丧就是没有盼望。
Now, how do you feel? What are some of the inner feelings that you have when you have this hopeless feeling?
当你已经到这个所谓的绝望的这个地步的时候，你的感受是怎么样的呢？
Sometimes when we get in a situation that we feel trapped, we can't get out of.
那你有时候会在一个感觉好像被捆住了，被绑住，你走不出去的这样的一个情况。
And life becomes hopeless.
所以呢，你就觉得根本没有路可以走，没有盼望。
There are those in prison that may be listening to my voice. You feel trapped.
比如说，现在如果有人正在监狱里面听到这个节目的话，你或许现在的感觉就是你已经被捆住了。
And there is a hopeless feeling that engulfs you.
那这种绝望的感受就整个漫在你的心里面。
Loneliness.It's something else that comes over you when you feel hopeless.
当你在绝望的时候，孤单也是另外一种感受。
There are many of you that feel that no one even notices you or cares about you.
你会感觉到好像没有人关心你，也没有人了解你。
Sometimes you do something or maybe you have a physical disorder and people make fun of you and mock at you and you feel a hopeless feeling.
有时候比如说你的身体上的衰残或者是问题呢让你没有办法有正确的功能这个时候呢别人对你的眼光或看法都让你觉得很孤单。
How many of you, even today as you listen to me, feel like you have no reason to live?
在我们当中有没有人在听这个节目的人这样感觉你觉得说好像我根本没有理由活着
You're saying to yourself and it's being repeated in your mind things will never change
在你的脑筋里面一直这样在反复的告诉你自己不会再改变了
and you become very despondent very unhappy
这样的话你就非常的不快乐
And you just can't seem to get close to others.
然后你跟别人的关系也不亲近，有距离。
These are the inward evidences of your hopelessness.
如果你有这些啊现象的话，就是你里面啊有这种现象的话，表示你有这种绝望的这样的一个症状。
Sometimes we feel like that those people that really matter to us have let me down, so I have no more hope.
有时候呢被那些我们所爱的所信任的人啊，有时候被他出卖或者是啊伤害的时候呢我们觉得我们已经没有希望
Hopelessness can affect your life the way you're living
那这种绝望的这样的一个境况呢会影响到你生活方式
When you are hopeless feeling very hopelessYou have difficulty making decisions.
当你这种绝望的地步，你会很难做决定。
Actually, can work on your eating habits.
有时候吃的习惯也会改变。
Either you're not hungry, or you overeat.
你会没有意愿要吃东西，或者是你会过分的吃东西。
Now maybe you're feeling yourself quick to give up the projects. You don't want to finish anything.
然后当你做一个事情的时候呢，很快你就放弃了，你并不想完成它。
Actually, you're not motivated anymore to do much.
啊，什么事呢都没有劲，都不想做。
And not only in the area that's troubling you, but all of life, you look at it very negative. This isn't any good. What does this matter anymore?
对你的生活的各个领域呢看起来都非常的悲观你觉得这个有什么用处呢根本就不好
And some of you are threatening suicide
所以呢有的人当中呢也会产生一种想要自杀的观念
I wished I was dead
有时候想说呢我希望我死了好了
One of these days I'm going to end it all
就想说呢我就干脆了结算了
Because you're drowning in despair
因为你已经在这个绝望里面啊被淹没了
Let me show you the steps of how you get to the place where you want to take your life.
那我要告诉你到底一个人是怎么样啊，到一个要结束自己生命的地步的。
First, it starts very small. You're disappointed.
首先从失望开始。
You're sad over an unfulfilled expectation.
你觉得很难过，很挫败，因为呢，你期待的并没有完成。
Sometimes as a student, you're trying to work very hard so that you can meet the expectation of your parents, but you don't.
比如说呢，身为一个学生，你觉得你已经努力尝试过了，可是没有办法达到你父母的期望。
And in their disappointment, you feel disappointed.
那因为父母的失望带给你自己的失望。
And then discouragement takes over.
接下来呢，就觉得很沮丧。
The loss of courage to risk again, to do something again.
你已经失去再尝试的勇气。
So for some people, they begin to feel like I can't try anymore.
所以有的人就想说我不想再试了，因为试了没有用了。
And then we have what we call disillusionment comes in.
有的人呢，好像看透了，看穿了。
Those are feelings of being betrayed by a person or people.
这种感受是从啊被别人好像出卖，或者是对别人很失望。
And then depression may then result.
接下去呢，就会有忧郁、沮丧。
And that's when the heart, the emotions are very pressed down.
那这个时候是你的情绪已经啊有重压了。
You get a sad face.
你脸上表现出一种愁容。
You look at everything through sadness.
看什么都觉得很悲观。
And it presses your emotional heart down.
那这样子呢，因为这种看法就把你的情绪压下去了。
And in the depths of depression comes despair, hopelessness.
当你到了有这种情绪的时候，你的里面就有一种绝望的感受。
There's no way out.
已经没有路可以走。
So then we come to this. We might as well end it.
那最后我们就到一个这种尽头的时候。
It may come to death.
那就是就死吧。
And this is one of the reasons why I want to talk to you today.
那就是为什么今天我要跟你谈这个主题。
I want you to realize that this is happening to more people than you would realize.
这个事情这样的一个程序有很多人都经验过，你或许没有想到，事实上很多人都有这种经验。
In the many ways that I expressed it to you.
那我已经跟你用很多方法解释。
There are some young people today whose heart is very heavy.
很多年轻人在这个时代里面心里是很沉重的。
Some of you, because educationally, you have not been able to pass your exams to go on to college.
有些人只是因为你的在这种成绩学习上面让你没有办法进入大学。
For some of you, because you've made a relationship with the opposite sex and you felt like you were in love and they turned you aside.
有的人因为交到男女朋友之后呢，被遗弃了，被割开了。
For some of you that are sensitive, it may be that you feel like your parents, all the people around you, they just don't understand you.
也有的人呢，因为你很敏感，所以总感觉你的父母亲或四周的人都不了解你，都误解你了。
Actually, some young ladies get into this hopelessness feeling because they don't think they look beautiful enough.
也有很多女孩子呢，因为她们自己认为自己不漂亮，就会掉进这种绝望的这样的一个境况。
I'm sure there are some of you that are experiencing physical disabilities you never thought you would.
当然也有人面对的是自己从来没有想到这种身体上的这种病症。
You may have watched others who were handicapped around you just walk past them and not think anything about it.
有时候你看着那些有残障的人走过你的时候，你从来没有想过自己会落到这个地步。
But now you are handicapped.
现在你是那个残障的人。
Now the feeling of hopelessness comes and tries to push in on you.
所以这种绝望的压力就这样子整个压制下来。
Some of you said, well then, is there any way...of getting up from this hopelessness.
诸如这些情况，你或许有一个问题，有没有方法可以从这些绝望走出去呢？
There are ways that we can try to help ourselves.
当然，我们有可以自己帮助自己的方法。
We can try to begin to think good thoughts.
你的想法开始要转到好的想法。
To accept what we cannot change.
要接纳那些你不能再改变的事实。
To know that there will be a better tomorrow.
要相信说明天会更好。
And sometimes this may help.
这种想法的改变有时候会帮助你。
I think one would be that you must begin to think better thoughts.
首先你要开始想好的那一面。
Try to find a place where you can begin to think positive.
想到积极的那一面。
And see that maybe it's not as bad as you think it is.
事实上不是像你想的那么糟。
Maybe also you can begin to accept what you cannot change.
然后对于不能改变的事实你也要接纳接受，就是这样子。
I cannot change the way I look, so I accept myself and I go on.
我的长相就是这样子，我没有办法改变，所以呢，我就接受它，然后我就继续走。
Maybe I cannot stop.The divorce, but I just accept it and go on.
如果我没有办法阻止离婚的话，那我就接纳它，然后继续我的人生。
Even our physical ailment, we can accept it and realize that we must do the best with what we have.
即使身体上的疾病，你就接受它，然后尽力的来维持。
Try to make yourself active.
让自己活跃一点。
Find something to take your mind off of it.
找一些事情让你能够转移你的这种心情。
This often helps.
这个会该帮助你的。
Maybe going out with a group.
比如说跟人家出去。
Going on a tour.
跟人家出去玩一玩，去旅行。
Just trying to keep yourself active.
让你自己活跃一点。
And then get a view of the future and saying to yourself, it will be better someday.
然后对你的未来，你自己要有这样的一个想法，那就是呢，有一天我会更好。
This problem too will pass.
那这样目前这样的一个问题呢，会过去的。
And then probably you may need to get some professional help.
然后你或许也需要有一个专业性的帮助。
A good counselor, a good Christian counselor.
很好的这些啊，基督徒的有信仰的人的这种协谈咨商。
Maybe a psychiatrist.
比如说心理学家。
Maybe someone in your school that can help you.
或许在学校里面有人可以帮助你一些辅导。
Or an understanding friend.
或者是可以了解你的朋友。
It's good to talk things out.
把你心里面的话讲出来是很好的。
When you hold things in, the pressure builds.
当你把它放在心里面这样子缠绕着想的时候呢，你就好像被一个绳子绑住了，一个袋子绑住了。
They have a pot they call a pressure cooker.
我们知道有一种叫做快锅的一种锅子。
And the method in the cookingfrom this pot is it builds up pressure inside.
这种锅子的结构就让你在里面呢产生一种强压。
And it cooks things faster.
那这样的话对你的要做的东西呢就会很快的煮熟。
And sometimes the pressure builds up in us.
你知道有时候在我们里面也是这样压力被建造起来。
But talking sometimes will allow it, that pressure, to, decrease.
当你把它讲出来的时候，你可以让这种压力可以从里面让它倾泻出来。
You know, sometimes just to have a good cry.
有时候呢，哭一哭，好好的哭一哭。
Or you say, I never cry.
或许你说我才不哭呢。
I feel sorry for you.
那如果你是不能哭的人，我觉得很遗憾。
It was God's gift to man to be able to express his emotions.
事实上，神给人有一种表达自己的情绪的能力。
You know, every part of us was given by God for some reason.
在我们的身体上的各个部门每一个部分呢都是神给我们的，而且是有理由，有给我们用的理由的。
You see, we are made up of a body.
我们有身体。
Well, you know what the body is, the physical, what we can see.
你知道我们的身体是看得见的。
We were made up of a soul.
我们有魂。
This is what houses our intellect, our emotions.
魂就是我们有理性，我们的情绪。
This is what makes the body go and move.
那这个魂呢，就是带着我们的身体走，然后运作的。
Through the emotions, through the intellect, it moves upon the brain. The brain has then therefore transfers it to the body.
借着情绪，借着理性，然后呢，从我们的身体的结构，比如说脑筋的部分，然后就这样子让它运作起来。
But what many people forget is that we have a spirit.
但是有很多人忘记了，我们不是只有魂跟身体，还有灵。
And in this spirit is what really gives man the pleasure of life.
真正在灵里面，我们才知道什么是生命的恩赐，生命的宝贝。
Because you see, the spirit is the place where man meets with God.
因为灵的部分是人跟神能够相通的部分。
It's a place that God reserved for himself that he might communicate with man.
是神所预定建立的一个地方，好让神跟人可以彼此有交通。
The spirit is the part of us that's going to live forever.
那这个人里面的灵是要住到活到永远的。
Therefore, it is there that we can find peace and hope.
在灵里面我们可以找到真正的平安、安宁还有盼望。
You see, God loves us.
你知道神爱我们。
He does care for you.
他很关心你。
You may be in the place you are today because of circumstances or by your choice.
或许今天你会落到这个地步是因为环境逼着你，或者是你的一些错误的选择。
We cannot blame life and what we do and the consequences of what we do on God.
我们不要把我们的生命里面的一些结果总是怪罪到神或者天的上面。
But he says that he loved us so much that he sent his son that can help us in forgiveness.
他爱我们爱到一个地步，把他的儿子赐给我们，而且可以宽恕我们。
And there comes a relationship between God and his son with you.
然后在因为耶稣的关系呢，就让神跟你成为父子的关系。
You're never alone.
你绝对不是孤单的。
For the rest of your life, there's someone that's with you.
在你所有人生的这样的阶段呢，有一位总是跟你在一起。
Many years I traveled alone.
我自己一个人常常单独旅行。
I stayed in rooms by myself for periods of time.
我有一段很长的时间自己住一个家。
But I was never alone.
但是我从来不觉得我是孤单的。
There's someone that says that he cares more for us than anything.
有一位告诉我们，他顾念我们比一切更贵重。
That he loves us no matter what we are or how we come to him.
不管我们是怎么样的人，不管我们怎么样的地步，他都爱我们。
And that he said, I will never leave you.Nor forsake you.
他说我不会离开你，也不会离弃你。
You see, God through Jesus Christ loves us unconditionally.
上帝借着耶稣用没有条件的爱爱我们。
He gives us significance or meaning and purpose to our life.
他给予我们生命里面带着目的，带着意义、价值。
And we have a sense of belonging.
那我们有这种希望归属、所属的这种渴慕。
There was a young girl that went swimming one day.
有一个年轻的女孩子有一天去游泳。
And she thought she knew the little river there pretty well.
她就想说那条河她很熟。
So she dove in head first.
那她就把头就这样从头呢栽进去。
But it was shallow. It was more shallow than she thought.
那在那个时候因为很灰暗。
And she hit her head on a rock.
没有想到她的头。
As she came down.
一跳下去却是碰到了一个硬的石头地。
When they took her to the hospital, she was paralyzed from her neck down.
当她被带到医院去的时候，她从颈部以下都不能动了。
In just a moment, her whole life was changed.
就在那么一刻，这样一个短短的几秒钟，她的生命，她的人生整个改变了。
She had all of her life ahead of her.
她前面本来是很光明的前途。
But her plans now were all gone.
她是所有的计划都要改变了，都没有了。
And of course she went into depression and despair.
当然她就进入了绝望的这种地步。
What was there to live for now?
这样她活着做什么呢？
To be someone in a wheelchair or in bed and can do nothing.
永远的躺在床上或者坐在轮椅上能做什么呢
But someone brought to her the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但是有一天有人把耶稣的福音传给这个女孩子。
And there she asked him to forgive her.
她就求耶稣原谅。
And asked him to accept her.
也求耶稣接纳她。
And he did.
她真的被接受了。
It became a reality in her life.
在她的生命里面很真实的发生了。
And little by little, her hopes began to rise.
她的这种盼望又回来了。
Because within her spirit was the Godhead that was giving her life.
因为那上面的神再次给她的生命有盼望。
Today, she is an outstanding person in the United States.
今天她在这个美国的地方是一个很有名的一个人。
Her name is Johnny Erickson.
那么她的名字叫做 Johnny Erickson.
She goes around making speeches all over.
她到处去演讲。
She learned how to paint pictures by putting a brush in her mouth.
那她用嘴巴咬着这种笔来画图。
She has married.
她也结婚了。
She has a wonderful life in Christ.
她在基督里有一个非常美的生命。
She goes around telling others what he has done for her.
她就到处去跟人家讲耶稣怎么样改变她。
She has gone from despair and hopelessness to a hope in Jesus Christ.
她从绝望的境地爬到上面跟耶稣在一起得到耶稣给她的盼望。
You can do the same.
你也一样可以得着。 恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。